Hello and welcome to When Heaven Speaks. This is the podcast in which the voice of the world is silenced and we tune into the voice of God. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Pastor Zach. This is a space for real conversation, fresh revelation, and spirit-led inspiration. We believe God is speaking, and when heaven speaks, everything must shift. So take a breath, lean in, and let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. Thank you for the voice of heaven that still speaks into everyday lives. Let every word spoken today be full of grace, truth, and power. Anoint our thoughts, open up our ears, and stir our hearts to respond to your voice. May this time bring clarity to confusion, healing to pain, and direction to the searching. We submit this podcast to you. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This week's theme, we are going to focus on what to do when everything feels unstable. In light of the global tension, personal transitions, and spiritual warfare, we want to equip you as listeners to stand strong when everything around you is shaking. So today's topic, when the world shakes, stand on the rock. Psalms 118:2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God is my rock, in whom I take refuge." That's Psalms 18:2. Here we are. We're midway through 2025. The headlines are heavy. Wars breaking out in places we thought were stable. Economies shifting, laws changing, and even the personal ground under our feet seems unstable. People are asking, what's next, Pastor? Who can I trust? How do I stay sane in all this? And that's where we find our comfort. That's where Psalms 18:2 hits us hard with divine clarity. The Lord is my rock. David wasn't just throwing out poetry. Hear me clearly. He was speaking from pressure. He had experienced betrayed battles and seasons running for his life. But what anchored him wasn't the absence of chaos. It was the presence of God, the presence of a steady God. And we need that same anchor today. 3 points I want you to think about. Point one, God is steady, a steady foundation. When the world feels like shifting sands, and God wants you to know, I'm a rock. Presidents may change. Policies may fail. Stock markets may drop. But God is unchanging. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't build your faith on feelings. You don't anchor your hope in headlines. You build it on the rock. A God who does more. Even when everything else doesn't, God does more. God is a steady foundation. I want you to remember this point too. We must learn to stand still. In Exodus 14, when Israel was panicking between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea, Moses heard the word from heaven. Heaven was speaking. Exodus 14:13 says, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." That's not passive. That's powerful. Stillness in prayer silenced panic. Stillness is an act of spiritual resistance against the chaos. In this second half of 2025, you don't need more emotion. You need more stillness. Be still and know that I am God, is what the word of God says. You need moments where you say, I will not move until I hear from God. Clarity doesn't come from the noise. It comes from the knees. God wants to bring clarity. Here's my final point to you today. Your anchor must go deeper than your fear. See, an anchor's strength is only proven in a storm. Right now, somebody who's listening, you need an anchor that reaches deeper than the headlines, than the trauma, than even your worry. Hebrews 6:19 calls hope an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That anchor is the word of God. It's not emotion. Hope you hear me today. It's not opinion. It's truth. When fear rises, I want you to try this with me. Speak the word of God. When anxiety whispers, shout the truth. The word is your weight in the wind. It holds you when nothing else can. Make this declaration. Repeat this wherever you are. I will not fear. I will not fail. I'm planted on the rock that cannot be moved. God is my foundation, and I stand secure in him. Let us pray. Father, in the world of instability, you are our rock. Make us unshakable, rooted, grounded, and bold in this hour. Strengthen our minds when they race. Calm our hearts when they fear. And fill our mouths with your truth so we speak life even in dark times. Father, we trust you, not just today, but for the days ahead. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If you agree with this prayer today, will you shout amen? Stay anchored this week. Remember, when heaven speaks, it steadies the shaking. Don't move until you plant it. Don't move until you plant it, your feet on the rock. Hey, I'm Pastor Zach, and this is When Heaven Speaks. God's blessing.